uma sibuka umnumzana uVance lona abavoti baseMelika basamfunda ukuthi ungabe hlobolunye lomuntu uma ngabe kuwukuthi bezambona njengomuntu ongakwazi ukuthi anqande uTrump njengoba nisimazi naye uTrump ukuthi ukabe ngumlilo nje wamaphepha angaletha ke okuthile okungenza amathuba kaTrump athukuthuthuka. Kodwa nxa ngabe umnumzana uVance engahluleka ukukwenza lokho abantu ngokuhamba kwesikhathi ama-Republicans esewenzile umsebenzi asimboni uDonald Trump ethethuka kakhulu amathuba akhe. Sizakhumbula futhi sisukuthi ama-Republican amasu okulwa loluphetho kade bewakhe bewabhekise kuBiden ukusho ukuthi bebengadlali ibhola kakhulukazi kodwa bebedlala umuntu. Manje uBiden engasekho sekusho ukuthi sekufanele ukuthi amasu abo atshintshe wonke. Kodwa ke sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi ama-Republican agcwele kakhulu ngalabo abantu esengathi ngama-right winger ontamo olukhulu base-America. Uma uDonald Trump ezabuyela kulokhuyana akade saziwa eyikho khona ukuthi i-America kuqala engafuni ukuthi abe nobudlelwane obuqanda ikhanda namazwe omhlaba, asimboni uVance lona esiza nokunye okungenza ukuthi abantu bamthandisise uDonald Trump ikakhulukazi uma sibuka umdlandla lona uHarris akhanya eza nawo nokuthi nje ama-Democrats asozoya engqungqutheleni ayo. Kuyacaca vele ukuthi uKamala nguyena ozohamba phambili kuma-Democrats.
Singabonani ngemva komhlangano omkhulu wama-Democrats we-convention?
Kuzoba yikuphakama kwamathuba awo ama-Democrats. Uma besakha-ke amacebo abo, bazobe sebewakha, sebebuka-ke amandla alama ama-candidate amabili, ama-Republican, uDonald Trump noVance. Bengaphuma laphana mhlawumbe futhi namanye amagama esemo United, ngoba sibonile ukuthi uma uBiden ehoxa ethi yena uncoma ukuthi uKamala angene endaweni yakhe, kube khona abanye abangazange bazwakalisa ukuthi bona bathini. Yilapho ke futhi okusazosicacela khona kakhulu ukuthi sisiya phambili iliphi icembu ngumuphi ongadla umhlanganiso phakathi kukaDonald Trump noKamala Harris.